This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, January 6th, A.D. 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Between December 19th and 21st, 17 Iraqi people have been killed by ISIS fighters. 8 were killed in the Diyala province after villagers approached ISIS fighters on motorbikes, but were quickly overpowered, reports International Christian Concern. It is believed that ISIS is hiding in remote villages in Iraq, waiting for opportune times to attack, despite being a fraction of the group they used to be. Many of the remote villages in Iraq that are believed to hold ISIS members are in areas where heavy ethnic and religious minorities reside, like those of the Christian faith. Revelation 6:9-10 says, "When Jesus opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, 'How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?'" A group of nearly 50 conservative heavyweights co-signed a statement Wednesday calling to change the status quo in Washington and applauded the 20 members of Congress who Wednesday voted against House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, sinking his bid for House Speaker after 6 rounds of votes, reports Fox News. Among the group calling for McCarthy to bow out of the race for speakership are former Reagan administration Attorney General Ed Meese, Ginny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, and David McIntosh, president of the Club for Growth. Conservative Action President Ken Blackwell, along with 47 others, offered support to the, quote, 20 courageous members of Congress, end quote, who have voted against McCarthy. In the letter, they wrote, quote, "These members of Congress represent the millions of voters across the country who are disgusted with the business-as-usual, self-interested governance in Washington. We stand behind them and beside them in their courageous efforts to find a Speaker of the House who will represent the interests of conservatives. We encourage more conservative members to join their ranks," end quote. They added, quote, "Rather than engage them in a good-faith negotiation, Representative Kevin McCarthy has instead maligned both the requests and the messengers. He has publicly and through proxies leveled attacks against members of his own party, including threatening to deny committee assignments for those who continue to oppose him. Moreover, he has failed to answer for or commit to halting his coordinated efforts in the 2022 elections to promote moderate Republican candidates over conservatives," end quote. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado, one of the 20 conservatives who oppose McCarthy, an avid Trump supporter, disregarded the former president's advice to vote for Kevin McCarthy for House Speaker. Listen.
"So let's work together. Let's stop with the campaign smears and tactics to get people to turn against us, even having my favorite president call us and tell us we need to knock this off. I think it actually needs to be reversed. The president needs to tell Kevin McCarthy that, sir, you do not have the votes and it's time to withdraw." With that, I yield. Thank you.
Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy stunned Congress when he nominated Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds for House Speaker. One reason Roy prefers Donalds over McCarthy is that he's only serving his second term and has not yet been corrupted by the D.C. swamp.
Byron Donalds is a good man raised by a single mom who moved past adversity, became a Christian man at the age of 21, and has devoted his life to advancing the cause for his family and for this country. He has done it admirably. But there's an important reason for nominating Byron. This country needs a change. This country needs leadership that does not reflect this city that is badly broken. The House of Representatives is the people's house.
Who is Byron Donalds? Listen to a soundbite from his 2020 television ad.
"I'm Byron Donalds. I was raised in Brooklyn, New York by a single mom with 3 kids, 2 jobs, and not much else. Thanks to my mom and her influence, what could have been the end of my road was just the beginning. Because of her, I'm a proud FSU graduate, happily married businessman with three amazing kids. Government didn't get me off the streets. Trust in God did. Love of family, personal responsibility, and hard work. Today, I'm everything the fake news media tells you doesn't exist. A strong, Trump-supporting, gun-owning, liberty-loving, pro-life, politically incorrect black man.
LifeSite News reports that the tragic cardiac arrest suffered by a 24-year-old Buffalo Bills safety on Monday Night Football may have been caused by vaccine-induced myocarditis, according to Dr. Peter McCullough, a distinguished internist, cardiologist, and epidemiologist. He told COVID vaccine journalist Steve Kirsch, quote, "If Damar Hamlin indeed took one of the COVID-19 vaccines, then subclinical vaccine-induced myocarditis must be considered in the differential diagnosis," end quote. Subsequently, Kirsch announced that Hamlin had indeed received an experimental COVID-19 gene-based vaccine as, quote, "the Buffalo Bills is a 100% vaccinated team," end quote. In an October 18th article on McCullough's Substack channel, he cited studies demonstrating how cases of myocarditis have increased in the population from around 4 per million to approximately 23,256 per million in the tender ages of 13 to 18 alone since the introduction of massive COVID-19 gene therapy vaccination campaigns and mandates 2 years ago. Spontaneous reports since 2021 reveal, quote, "the highest risk group for vaccine-induced myocarditis was males age 18 to 24, which becomes explosive after the second injection, with deaths confirmed by autopsy," end quote. And finally, CNN's Anderson Cooper, a self-professed homosexual, heard about the good news of Jesus Christ during one of his own television interviews, reports Christian Headlines. Author and former NFL player Benjamin Watson told Cooper Wednesday that Damar Hamlin's medical emergency on national television is a reminder that everyone eventually will face death, but that God provides a solution, quote, "through his son, Jesus Christ," end quote.
We all have a day to be born and we all have a day to die. And so often in between those two points, we feel invincible. All of us have an appointment with death. If that were to be us laying on the field, or if that were to be us laying in a hospital, the questions about what happens after this life, where will you spend eternity, as you mentioned, Anderson, are coming up for all of us, not just for the football players, but thank God that he provides an answer through his son, Jesus Christ.
Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, for everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." The latest update on Damar Hamlin's condition is that he has awoken, can move his hands and feet, but cannot yet talk, reports ESPN. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, January 6th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.